You had a nice breakfast. What did you have, Sam? What did you have for breakfast? Let's just have a little rundown of your plate.
I had some croissants. I had a lot of watermelon. I like that. I had some normal melon as well. I had quite a lot of salami.
Lovely. Bella, what did you have for breakfast?
Watermelon croissant. That's all.
Watermelon sounds very popular. Freddie, do you want to say?
Croissants and...
Croissants, very good. I'm glad to hear that our food's going down well. What about Sam? Where's Sam? Sam, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had muesli with milk, which is not something I've always been able to do, Chris.
Oh, can you tell us some more?
I can. For the last 4 years, I've had an extremely limited diet. The list of what I couldn't have without experiencing pain and severe indigestion goes something like wheat, milk, rice, oats, potatoes, nuts, milk alternatives. I think that's the list. And then I could have severely limited amounts of chocolate, dark chocolate, that is. Couldn't touch the milk stuff. Pulses, beans, that kind of thing. And, yeah. So, and I've had many, many doctor's tests to try and figure out what's the cause of all this large number of do-nots. And last Thursday, I had the last doctor's test that I could have at Bristol Hospital. And it came up with pretty inconclusive results, which didn't really help. But then over the weekend, I just decided to start trying stuff that I wouldn't normally be able to have. Not just for the sake of it, but trusting that Jesus was going to give me some breakthrough. And I started off with oats. So I was able to I had granola on Friday. And I felt a little bit of kickback in my stomach. But pretty minor compared to what I'd been used to. And so the following day I had rice. I was just about okay. Still felt a little bit of kickback, but just about there. And then on Sunday last week, I had Nick, one of the YWAM team, just pray for me to just knock the thing on the head. And afterwards, I went up to Clifton Village, which is the land of Italian delis. And I bought myself a croissant, a small pork pie, and a chocolate cake. And had them all before my stomach had time to even think about what it was doing. And I was totally fine. Yes. Totally fine. Which is pretty amazing. Among other things, it means that I was able to have pizza for the first time in years this week, which I think is pretty good. I'm able to have milk in my tea again, which is really ordinary, normal thing. I can have bread, which is, you know, one of the best things in life. And really incredibly, it means I'm probably going to get to go visit my sister in Japan, because she's out there at the moment. And before, because of my diet things and all they ever eat out there is rice. It looked like I was probably not going to be able to go, but now the door is open. So he's good.
Thanks, Sam. Isn't that great to hear? Traveling with Jesus over diet, 4 years of not being able to eat all that stuff, muesli for breakfast this morning, and everything else. Thank you, Jesus. That's amazing.